USA Radio News.
Justice Clarence Thomas was discharged from the hospital after a stay of nearly a week, the Supreme Court said. The 73-year-old Thomas had entered the hospital after experiencing flu-like symptoms. The court did not say why he remained in the hospital longer than initially thought, although the court did say Thomas did not have COVID-19. President Biden is in Warsaw today to talk with Poland's president about the flood of Ukrainian refugees entering that country. While there, President Biden thanked U.S. troops who are part of NATO's military force in Poland.
The rest of the world looks at you and sees who you are. They see you are a multi-ethnic group of Americans that are, in fact, together and united in one resolve.
A 14-year-old is dead after falling off a tower attraction at Icon Park Theme Park in Orlando, Florida. Orange County Sheriff John Mina.
Our prayers and our thoughts are with the family. You know, we can't imagine what they're going through.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
House Republicans are hammering Democrats after a retreat at a resort in Florida. Congressman Jim Jordan says Democrats are going after free speech.
I'm concerned about at the FTC, the leadership there working with big tech to further restrict and censor conservative thought.
Some states have started suspending gas taxes. Others are considering such a move to help consumers facing high prices at the pump. David Holt with the Consumer Energy Alliance says suspending the gas tax would be like a Band-Aid on a sinking battleship.
We really need a sensible policy, and it's just confusing why this administration won't see that.
Two Fort Hood soldiers were sentenced to prison for their role in a human smuggling operation uncovered last year. 21-year-old Isaiah Gore was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. 22-year-old Denario Williams was sentenced to 2 years in prison, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Texas said. The scheme involved soldiers transporting undocumented people in Texas while in uniform. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Former President Trump and his two adult sons have agreed to sit for depositions in May and June as part of a class action lawsuit alleging they collaborated with a fraudulent marketing company. The lawsuit, which was filed in 2018, alleges that in exchange for secret payments, Trump used his reality TV show, The Celebrity Apprentice, and other promotional events as vehicles to boost ACN Opportunity, a telecommunications marketing company linked to a nonprofit that used Trump's brand to appeal to teens. With the pandemic fading into the rearview mirror, businesses want their workers back in the office, but workers are resisting. In a recent survey by recruiting and consulting firm Robert Half, two-thirds of 2,300 employers nationally said they want the workers back in person full-time, yet half of the employees surveyed said they'd quit if forced back. Tricia Plovey is Senior VP at Robert Half.
There's a lot of remote work still posting on the Internet for candidates and employees to apply for. So, I mean, they'll make choices that suit their lifestyle and what they want to do in the future.
Major League Baseball teams are worth a lot of money, and the New York Yankees are worth a lot more money than any other team. Forbes reports average Major League team value is up to almost $2.1 billion. The Yankees are worth $6 billion, far above the second-place Los Angeles Dodgers, valued at a little under $4.1 billion. Rounding out the top five, the Boston Red Sox, Chicago Cubs, and San Francisco Giants, all valued at more than $3 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.